John Toomey was for 20 years Santa at the Macy's in San Francisco.
That's a prestige Santa gig.
That when you get the Macy's gig, you're a good Santa. He was unceremoniously dismissed.
What a shame.
For apparently making to an adult, or two adults, what Macy's deemed as an off-color joke.
And it's my understanding it's only because one older woman complained he's been making the same jokes for 20 years.
Let's find out what he has to say. He's making national news about this, and I'm so glad that we have John Toomey on the phone with us. John, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you very much.
We were talking about it yesterday. Let me tell you something. You get a gig as Santa at Macy's. That's the top of the line right there. And you did it for 20 years. And we've seen your pictures. You are Santa.
Yeah, you're great.
You are Santa.
And, well, I've certainly tried to be for all the children.
And that's
and for the
key.
Adults as well.
Well,
Santa.
But it's the truth. And when you go and you have your picture taken with Santa, whether you're an adult or whether especially the kids, you get up on Santa's knee and he asks you what you want for Christmas. And I'm sure you could write a book with the stories that you've heard children say to you over the years.
Oh, yes. One of my favorites was a woman who came in to see me. This was when Toy Story first came out. And I had not seen the movie or knew anything about it. And she sets little Johnny on my lap and she says, "Okay, Johnny, you tell Santa you want a big Woody for Christmas."
Oh, God. Oh, no.
And I went,
oh,
Woody from Toy Story. Oh, all right, I'll talk to the elves and see what I can do.
Ah, that's funny. Now, let's go, let's fast forward to this year. You're doing your job at Macy's in San Francisco. When what does it start? Right at Thanksgiving, you have to start
day after Thanksgiving.
So on Black Friday, the Santa village is all set up, and there you are, and the kids start rolling in, and the adults. And everything's going great. 20 years of doing this thing, you know how to handle yourself in many situations. What was it? Explain to me, were there two people or was it just one woman that came
two
up
people,
to you?
Two people, a man and a woman.
Okay, and give us roughly their ages.
They were about 65 years old or somewhere in there.
Okay. Old enough
say.
To know better.
Yeah, oh yeah, old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they came and sat on my lap, so the first thing I said was, "Oh, and have you been good this year?" "Oh, yes, Santa, we've been good." I said, "Oh, well, that's too bad. You know why Santa's so happy and jolly all the time, don't you? That's because he knows where all the naughty girls and boys live."
See, that is...
That's a chuckler.
That's a chuckler for a grown adult.
Indeed.
That's a chuckler.
Yes.
That is...
And said, Santa saying it with a twinkle in his eye.
With a twinkle in his eye.
Right.
Now, was there another joke that you said, too, that kind of got them all worked up? Or was that the only one?
That was the joke.
Okay. Now,
other than that, I immediately went into, have they been eating their vegetables and drinking their milk and brushing their teeth?
I got
all of the things. And then what did they want most for Christmas?
Right. Now,
they told me, we took a picture, and they left.
So there was nothing said at the moment?
No, not a thing.
Okay, take the story from there. The picture was taken, they left. Then what?
Right. This was on I think it was Sunday evening when this happened. The following Saturday, I got a call from my manager at the Santa set saying he needed to talk to me. And he came to my hotel. When he came to my hotel, he had my Santa in my suitcase and said, "Macy's has fired you."
You were probably dumbfounded.
I was flabbergasted and dumbfounded. Yes, indeed.
And now did he, when they said Macy's had fired you and you had the costume there, and at first did it not even register with you what he was talking about? You know, what do you mean I'm fired?
Right.
And then he said,
well, it was that joke you told those customers last Sunday.
Oh, my. And from what I read, that's a joke that you've been saying to grown adults for 20 years.
20 years.
And never a problem with it.
Never a problem at all.
Macy's, traditionally, going all the way back to the beginning in New York, they get the best Santas. Have you had any contact with Macy's?
I have had no contact with Macy's whatsoever, and they have not come to me at all.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And
what is your agent saying?
Well, no, I didn't have an agent then.
Oh,
I have one now.
No, good. Well, I'm sure they're knocking down your door to represent you now.
Well, yes, and I've already gone through. And I have a new job. I'm working for Lefty O'Doul's Restaurant and Bar, which
is
just up the street.
Uh-huh. And
from Macy's.
Just up the street, so anybody in charge over at Macy's knows you're down the road there. And
well, they certainly will come Friday when I start.
Can I also say this with doing the Santa? What does that mean for 20 years doing this, doing Santa and portraying Santa like you have? Because this obviously a huge time of year for you, income wise. You're what, 65?
I'm 68.
You're 68. Christmas time, you were counting on that income too, weren't you?
Oh yes, definitely.
This is like your big time of year. I mean, whatever you do the rest of the year, this is where you make your bread and butter.
That's correct.
And they go and pull this.
Yeah. But Lefty O'Doul's has been kind enough to have me represent them in their restaurant.
Well, a brilliant
move. Collect toys for the San Francisco Fireman's Toy Drive.
Fantastic.
Which they hold every year.
That's great. That's great.
Well, it will be wonderful because Santa will be getting toys instead of giving them out.
Oh, that makes Santa happy.
It sure does.
Oh, yes. And they're also willing to pay me double my Macy's salary. And all the food I can eat and all the drinks I can drink.
That's the way to do it.
I know, because I've put out, you know, I put out cookies and milk for you before, and you like to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask, John, how did you first get into it? What was your first job?
It was actually 31 years ago, and I started at a mall in Chico, California. I went in to apply for the job because there was a notice in the paper that the mall was looking for Santas. And I went in, and the woman who was head of promotions there hired me immediately.
Wow. That's...
And I was 10 years at the mall. And then the mall management changed, and they weren't happy paying me $10 an hour to sit there and be Santa. So I got a job the following year working for two of the casinos in Oroville, California.
Yes.
As being Santa.
And it took off from there.
They loved me. And then a friend of mine, showed me an obituary of Santa Jimmy, who was Macy's real bearded Santa.
Uh-huh.
And so I sent Macy's a tape of me because I'd made one for the mall.
And that's how you got the job.
That's how I got the job. Wow. They hired me the next season. I was right there.
When was the last time you saw your face without a beard?
Almost 30 years ago.
Wow. Wow. And always white?
No. It was originally light brown. but it's amazing what Clairol can do.
Yep.
Stan, do you mind if I, because I know we're running out of time, can I talk to Santa
you
for a
sure
little while?
You sure can. Now, Haney's going to talk to Santa.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, hello. Have you been good this year?
I like to think so, but it gets more subjective as I get bigger. But I want to thank.
It certainly does.
I want to thank you for everything that you've done over the years for me and my family. We're on a big radio station, and people would listen to you, Santa. Would you just tell everybody to be nice?
Well, I think everybody should be nice. You know, I mean, I've had instances where people were in the line to see Santa, and they came in and sat little Johnny on my knee and said, "Now, Johnny, you tell him what you want and hurry up, because we've been standing in line for 45 minutes.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
And, of course, the kid at that point freaks.
Yep.
And can't remember what he wants and starts crying.
Oh, that's always good.
Right.
And that makes Santa sad.
Yes.
Right, but they think it's Santa's fault that the child is crying.
And it's not.
No,
it's not.
Certainly not. I would never make a child cry.
Can I ask you this, Santa, when in all of your years, 30-plus years of playing Santa, and you've seen the ones that are in the movies, have you ever had a little one, maybe an accident, get sick or spill something on Santa? Anything like that ever happened to you?
No, they don't come up with anything in their hands other than the fact that their hands may be a little sticky. But no, and Pampers are so good that Santa in 31 years has never been peed on.
Let me say to you, John, Santa, Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas this year.
We love you, Santa.
Love you, Santa. Love you.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, is that there? Somebody snuck in and turned the headphones down, so I can't tell.
Mine.
Hello. Ah, that's much better.
All right. We just heard a little Santa thing that I started the show.
If that is his real name.
This, you know, I don't like necessarily doing follow-ups on people we had on the show. We had what we both thought was the real Santa, John Toomey. He joined us for that little interview in December 2010. He had just been fired from Macy's department store in San Francisco for telling an off-color joke to an elderly couple, which was it was so mild.
Isn't that what you would expect from Santa?
Yeah, and then he wound up getting another. We probably did the one of the last interviews with him. Dateline, San Francisco, from the San Francisco Chronicle, dated Friday, July 29th, 2011. 7 months after we talked to him, John Santa Claus Toomey is dead. The 69-year-old jolly faux elf, otherwise known as John Toomey, who we just heard, was found on the floor of his residential hotel room at 2:25 p.m. Friday, July 29th. Police said it appeared he died naturally. Toomey gained international fame earlier in December when the Union Square Macy's department fired him as its Santa after 20 years.
Couldn't let him have one last Christmas, could they?
For cracking mildly lascivious jokes to an adult couple while he was waiting for the next load of children. As he pointed out in the piece that we did with him, after he got fired, Santa got a new gig at Lefty O'Doul's Hofbräu Bar, just up the street.
It's a bit of a step down.
Just up the street. Well, they doubled his salary. At five.
Well, I'm talking about your prestige.
Oh, Macy's is the top. At 5 foot 10 inches tall and 254 pounds, with a bushy white beard and a booming laugh, Toomey fit the bill for Santa to a T. Unfortunately, the girth that made him good for the job also gave him high blood pressure and diabetes. He said last winter after Christmas, "I'm not in the best shape, but I get along okay," crackling his famously broad Santa smile and laugh. "I do this for the kids. Everything I do is for the kids." Toomey had planned to return the next Christmas, but in July he didn't make it. He said he wasn't feeling too well for the past couple of days, and then went to his people at his hotel went to his door this afternoon, and he wouldn't answer the knock. Cynthia Simmons, sobbing in the hallway near Toomey's room at the Budget Inn on Market Street, then pushed the door open, and there he was on the floor, his head right next to the door. Another neighbor, Dee Dee Tillman, called Toomey the nicest man he ever met.
Well, and again,
a real Santa.
In San Francisco, the Budget Inn might be going for nightly rates like the Ritz here.
No kidding. No kidding.
Damn that Roger Marley.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I am still a mess. Somebody texted last week, "Oh, get ready. This thing you think you're getting better and then you're not is the God's honest truth." Junior's got a little something now. Our assistant down the hall, promotions, she had it last week, too.
All because of Roger Marley.
All because of Roger Marley, but he's not the one we got to deal with today.
And you notice what he did?
What?
He stayed home. He took a day off.
Yeah.
But then came in when he was contagious.
He's not the one I'm dealing with today.
What are you dealing with
Part-time
today?
Part-time Ken.
Oh, geez. I can't deal with that today.
No, wait a second. No, he's leaving your stuff alone. He's not touching your stuff. He's not touching your computer. Part-time Ken. He's stepped it up a notch. He was in Junior's producer's room on computer.
There is no reason in hell for him to be in there.
Writing poetry.
On the company dime.
Yeah. Junior came into work today. What the hell?
It's not a pleasant feeling, is it, when somebody's been messing with your stuff?
There's Ken signed into his computer. Now, all that stuff is very touchy in there with the volumes and all of that stuff. Still signed in.
That room.
That's nobody else should be in that room.
There's literally
an engineer.
No one's allowed in there.
He was
it's not a public room.
He was in there writing poetry. So he's left your stuff alone. But now he's in Junior's room on company time writing poetry on a computer he shouldn't be on. You know, here's the thing.
What the F is his problem?
Get an Amazon Fire. Get a Kindle. Get a laptop. Stop using equipment that doesn't belong to you in a room he shouldn't even be in.
What's his problem?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't know.
Because when you meet him...
Oh, mild-mannered.
Seems like a normal guy, perfectly nice.
Yep.
Really, somebody...
Well, I warned you about him.
Yeah, really, somebody that's incapable of the things you've told me about. And if I had to go just based on my experiences with him...
Yeah.
If I didn't know you so well,
right.
I'd think there's something wrong with Stan. This guy's he's a normal guy just trying to go about his business.
Uh-huh.
But knowing what I know, it makes it all that more sinister. Because you'd never believe it.
Yeah, over the week, because he worked on the weekend. Junior comes in there, he's still signed in. So it's not like, oh, I didn't do that. He was still signed into his computer in our producer's room nobody should be in there.
There's no excuse for that.
None.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Although you'd never know it.
No, a mild-mannered guy.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Really? Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the show today, well, we're going to have the grab bag for you here in just a little bit. Also, Know Your Famous Voices, Christmas Special Edition. I'm going to give you the name of five people you probably don't know, but you've listened to them your entire life. They are voices associated with our Christmas cartoons and stop animation. And who are they? Your job, find one, look it up, tell me who it is, and the character they played.
And you wonder, did he ever get to be a dentist?
You wonder. I'm going to give you five names. You probably...
Where are they now?
Yep. Well, dead. All of them. Virtually all of them. And then we're going to have the Wayback Machine for you a little bit later on today.
You know that damn Roger Marley.
I got something to brighten your day, though.
You know what? He had the nerve to come in.
The unmitigated gall.
Yeah. He took a day off and then came back the next day and said he's all better.
Yeah.
And I was sitting right here.
Yeah.
And I said, don't come in here sick. And you know what he said?
What?
We got it on tape.
What?
Don't worry. I'm not to take this.
Yeah. Well, he got everybody sick.
Yep.
Our buddy Charlie from Punta Gorda came by today.
Oh, you don't say.
And he dropped these off and would like you to have them.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. And he brought one for you, too.
No, you can have this one, too. I don't choose to use this stuff.
What do you mean you don't choose to use it? Guy brought it all the way down here. The least you could do is have some on your salad.
I'll try it. Old Dutch sweet and sour dressing. Oil-free, fat-free, cholesterol-free.
It is awesome.
Wonderful as a marinade. I may try it as a marinade. Thank you, Charlie.
Do yourself a favor.
Good man.
You can use it as a save some of it just for a salad, just
right.
for a normal salad.
I will be honest with you. I'm going to try it, and I'll give you a full report.
And you're going to eat crow.
I hope I do. For your sake, I hope I do. All right.
Because you think that highly of me that you hope you're wrong.
Yep.
You know what? That means something
yep.
to someone, not
yep.
me.
I know. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter
Mug. Not me personally,
North.
But.
Yep. The holidays are here. You a single parent this year celebrating the holidays? Well.
Christmas can be tough for unwed mothers, deadbeat dads, and children that have never met their fathers. Having a single parent holiday? Now there's a Christmas album just for you, presenting An Illegitimate Christmas.
He's a deadbeat dad. He's a deadbeat dad. He's a deadbeat dad. The courts garnished his wages and now he's mad.
I need plan B. I need plan B. For motherhood, I'm not ready.
This album will speak to you, sister. It's An Illegitimate Christmas.
Last Christmas, got drunk, had unsafe sex. Now some girl wants me to take a paternity test.
All these songs, plus Winter, I Wonder Where Dad Is Land, and all I want for Christmas is child support.
My mom got knocked up, she had too much beer. Met a dude at a bar down the street. 9 months later, I was born a bastard. I've never met the man that she calls Pete.
And a special tribute to Westeros' most famous bastard.
He's Jon Snow, he's Jon Snow, he's Jon Snow.
Hey, dads, gather all your kids and their assorted mothers and enjoy An Illegitimate Christmas. Available only on Planned Parenthood Records and wherever condoms are sold.
Wherever condoms are sold, okay.
Get a load of this. A Hawaiian preschool mistakenly served Pine Sol instead of apple juice to the little kids. Why they were together beyond me.
It's like a Christmas tree.
Three of the kids drank a tiny bit of the Pine Sol, but they're going to be all right.
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. My first reaction was wondering why they would store the shoe in the same part of the building. My son didn't ingest any of it, or I don't think he even put it to his lips. I don't think a lot of the kids did.
Just a sip or a taste or a lick is probably not a real big problem. But if a lot is consumed, then that can be a problem.
I'd say, get a load of this and wait till you hear the explanation. What are we coming to? What is this world becoming? Star 102 in Cleveland. Is banning the Christmas classic, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Why are we promoting radio stunts?
Because the lyrics seem slightly less innocent these days.
They never were.
They claim.
You're just figuring this out?
They claim their listeners made the call, but all of the comments on Facebook say, why? Why are you doing it?
The tune might be catchy, but let's maybe not promote that sort of an idea. People may say, oh, enough with the hashtag me too. But if you really put that aside and read the lyrics, it's not something that I would want my daughter to be in that kind of a situation.
Oh,
we support the decision. I think it's taking a 2018 lens on a song that was written a very long time ago. The character in the song is saying no, and they're saying, well, does no really mean yes? And I think in 2018, what we know is consent is yes.
Oh.
I'd ask them to stop and think about the perspective of a survivor who was raped in that type of
this
circumstance.
This is a joke, right?
No. It
don't
isn't.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your
ooh,
hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
But it's cold outside.
Yeah, come on. That's a toe tapper. I'm sorry.
Virtually every song when we were growing up was about just, I guess you can't say the
right.
verb.
Right, right.
Blanking.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because we were little kids, we didn't know.
No.
We sang along,
it didn't
mean anything to us.
Yep. I don't know what the hell's going on in the world. All it is. Dateline Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah, that's Lincoln, Nebraska. A guy in Lincoln, Nebraska.
But Lincoln, Nebraska is not the land of Lincoln.
No, it is not. Guy in Lincoln, Nebraska crashed his car while he was driving drunk the other day.
That happens.
He told the cops it happened because his wipers didn't work, so he needed to stick his head out of the window like Ace Ventura.
Lincoln police say the 26-year-old man veered off the road, striking a tree and crashing into a retaining wall. The man told police he crashed because his windshield wipers weren't working and he had to drive with his head out of the window like Ace Ventura. The crash caused about $500 in damage.
Cool. Okay, what else do I got? Oh, here.
Well, what do you have?
A lot of good stuff here.
Huh.
A woman walked into a convenience store in Philadelphia last month and wanted free beer.
Well, who among us from time to time doesn't feel that way?
When the cashier would not give her any, she pulled out a can of hairspray and a lighter and used it like a flamethrower. They're capable of anything. She tried to torch the place. The cops are still looking for her.
She had no money, so she wanted beer. I said, hey, you need to get out of here, you know. That's the reason she's such more angry. She see me go out, so she want to fight with me.
That could have got dangerous.
It is. If this spray into my face, I think my ice is gone. You know, so she's crazy.
Yeah.
Your ice is gone.
Yeah, eyes. I think he said eyes. Yeah, they're still looking for.
If a woman's in a convenience store and she's come to the conclusion that she wants beer.
Yep.
And anyone is between her and that product, capable of anything.
This is...
You know, you might be misled. You know, you're old-fashioned. You think, Alex. Just a woman, what could she possibly do? Well, picture yourself walking in the forest and seeing what you think is, what is that, a lynx, a juvenile bobcat?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, that can't hurt. Ow! Ow!
Look at that, he's cute. Look at that, he's got that bobtail and he's walking around in the forest.
That's an attractive animal. Look at that.
I want to pet it.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt anything. Ow! I want to go home.
A gentleman, follow me on this one. I blame the parents. A gentleman was arrested last Thursday for violating his probation. He's 21. He lives in Tennessee. And he was arrested last year after he and his friends were caught with 46 stolen road signs in their car.
This guy. Why?
And he got arrested again because he violated his probation. His name? Luke. Middle name, Sky. Last name, Walker.
No.
Luke S. Walker, or Luke Skywalker, was arrested for
condemned from birth to a life of crime.
Blame the parents.
According to Elizabethton police arrested Luke Skywalker for violation of probation. Court records show the 21-year-old was on probation in connection to a felony theft charge.
He's doomed.
Never had a chance. Nothing, man. You know, Stan, I've got too much respect for our audience to do it. we could have this whole week off.
How's that?
All we have to do is release a statement. Out of respect for President Bush,
yeah.
We have decided yeah. It is inappropriate to do a show this week.
Yeah, we could. I'll get to him in a second.
And make it really big, where, you know, we probably get the local TV news to cover it.
Yeah.
And then when they come at us, we keep everything very public and go, we were just reprimanded.
Yes.
By Beasley Broadcasting because we were trying to show respect.
Yeah.
It won't work in every job, but it might work in yours. Think about it.
Yeah.
Because I thought about that when Michelle Obama was over there. She was over there in Europe.
Yeah.
And her publisher told her to go over there and sell some books. It was not doing that well. And she said, I'm leaving Europe out of respect for President Bush.
Yeah, that's a great excuse.
And the president's at the G20. He doesn't really want to have a press conference and make statements, leave it vague. The stock market will like it that he smiled at Xi from China. We won't be doing the press conference that we had scheduled
out
of respect for President
Bush.
It's
a trade out.
You can't argue with it.
Well, you don't you dare fight that. You remember when we, and people of our generation remember him. He was a very good singer. But we had him on the show shortly before his death. Do you remember Mel Tillis? He would stutter.
And he was a great country artist and a great comedian.
And he was a stutterer, except when he sang.
Kind of like British guys, when they sing, they sound American.
Yes.
When he stuttered, but when he sang, it came out fine.
There's a 28-year-old guy from New Zealand named Nick Prosser, who has had a stutter all of his life. But now says it disappears as long as he tries to speak with an Irish accent. Then it goes away.
It's been a really struggle, and with some conversation, the words don't get out very well, and some people treat you differently, and some people wait for you, some people try to say the words for you. But then now speaking my Irish voice, it's helped me a lot more, and a lot more confident. And so it's like, good morning, how are you? My name's Nick. And when you have a stutter, it's the hardest name to say to someone. When you have a stutter, the hardest word is to say your name. Like when I meet out people in public and I try to say my name, and it's like Nick. But now with the Irish Nick, easy, no worries.
Hey,
whatever works, man.
Yep.
You know how many people make living doing that? I mean, half the people on TV are Australian or British, but they're talking like they're American teenagers.
Yep. It's an art. We were just talking about it. George H.W. Bush passes away, longest living president, 94.
Well, he did have to give up skydiving at 85.
Yes.
That was his last jump.
Here's a little montage remembrance of George H.W. Bush.
Celebrations honoring former President George H.W. Bush and his lifetime of service to the country.
When I was a little guy, I'd fear death. I'd be worried about it. I'd be scared. Not anymore.
I felt his hand. It was my dad. It was very, very comforting. It was just a beautiful gesture.
The fact that we can laugh at each other is a very fundamental thing.
I've always liked him. I think he's an extraordinary American.
I don't know where I'd be in life if I wasn't blessed with a lot of kids and grandkids and family, including, of course, Barbara.
And Bush, known for forging bonds with his biggest rivals, including President Clinton, he famously left this letter behind.
Your success is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you.
But you must feel responsibility to others. You must believe in serving others. I think that's a fundamental tenet of my life.
Please stand and join in a moment of silent reflection in memory of President Bush and his remarkable service to our country.
Do you know that Bill Clinton may never have been president that George H.W. Bush probably would have won re-election if it wasn't Ross Perot. H. Ross Perot. That giant sucking sound. Remember him?
No, he's right.
He is, yes. But
19% he pulled. For an independent, that's phenomenal.
Yep, and mainly towards the conservative side, which gave President Clinton the nomination.
I don't know. The real shame is that, quite frankly, we don't know how to feel. Because, well, we don't know the whole story.
Don't.
We don't know what happened.
Nope.
We're not allowed to know.
Nope.
We're just now starting to learn some of the things from the Reagan years.
And I will say this, and Haney and I have said this before. First of all, I voted for George Bush when he ran.
Although, we did have Mike Dukakis on the air.
Yes, we did. But Haney and I have always said this. When George H.W. Bush passes away, which he did this week, he's taking an awful lot of secrets with him.
Oh.
Because many people don't know this, before he was president, before he was vice president, he headed up the CIA in a time in this country.
A critical time.
That was extremely critical, and where we won't know for 100 years what was going on. He knew more about things that went on behind the scenes in this country than anybody.
And, you know, a reasonable person can't help but wonder, what are the odds that the Bush family and the Hinckley family are that close? I mean, just what are the odds?
What are, you go figure. We'll leave it with a smile on the grab bag today. SNL remembered when Dana Carvey.
Now that, I have to say, that made me really have a lot of respect for Bush on that level, because the way he and Dana Carvey interacted was awesome.
Dana Carvey was known for his impression of George Bush. And George Bush was kind enough one day to come on Saturday Night Live and confront him.
1,000 points of light still operating, coming in from all those areas. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Daniel, George Bush here. I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like me. Bears no resemblance. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
Don't see it.
You know?
It's totally exaggerated. Not me. Those crazy hand gestures. The pointing thing. I don't do them. And also, na-ga-da. Never said it. In all my years of government service, I never once said na-ga-da.
Grab bag brought to you by Pewter Mug North.
And it's available on YouTube. I think it originally aired on C-SPAN. It was after Bush had lost the election to Clinton. He invited Dana Carvey to the White House, and they're in one of the big conference rooms in the White House, packed with people, and Hail to the Chief starts playing with the military band and the whole thing, and Dana Carvey comes walking into the room and walks up to the podium, does a couple of minutes of Bush and Perot. And then he starts talking about where he came up with the impression. And Dana Carvey does this a lot, and he's very good at impressions. He says, so when they asked me to do George Bush, I studied him, and I figured it out. What you got to do is start down here with Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And then add a little bit of John Wayne. Yeah. And that's where you get George Bush.
We're going to take a break.
Wouldn't
your phone
be
calls.
Prudent at this
Coming
juncture.
Next.
And then he said,
what?
The one I really feel bad about, which wasn't all that significant, but he goes, I went and looked at all the tapes again, and I say it all the time. It's bad. It's bad. He goes, He literally did that one time, yeah. And for some reason it stuck with me, and I do it every week.
96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. If you want to call into the radio station, talk to us. You know, so many people go and tell me, oh, we tried calling into the station. Line was busy. Couldn't get through. Lines are open right now. 277-9600. You contribute to the show. You could pick yourself up a nice prize. I'll go over those in a second. Later on, the Wayback Machine, in about 25 minutes.
This is a nice one.
We're going to go and...
nice way back today.
Oh, yeah. It is a good one. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to give you five names of people that you probably never heard of. Your job is to pick one of the names and let me know what Christmas television special they voiced. They were like the main character. And you tell me who it is and the character they played, and you'll pick yourself up a prize. But here's what we got right now. 277-9600. We have a three-day car rental from Naples Nissan. That's right. You go down to Naples Nissan with the certificate we give you, and you say, I'd like to drive a Nissan for 3 days. They'll say, okay. Yeah, you better have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
We have $50.
Yeah, you better be on the up and up.
Yeah, $50 to the Pewter Mug North. We have tickets to go see Shinedown. The Everblades, they're back at Hertz Arena. We've got tickets for Saturday if you want to go. Everblades versus, these teams change. The Everblades versus the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
It used to be the Growl, didn't it?
Yes. They're now the Swamp Rabbits.
Unless it's a different
there.
Greenville.
I don't know. Don't know.
Because there's a Greenville in every southern state.
Sure. I got tickets for the Everblades and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits for Saturday.
What's a swamp rabbit?
Don't know. Big one. Big rabbit.
Is it like a jackrabbit?
Fighting rabbit.
A fighting rabbit.
I got.
Do they have rabbit fights?
There's rabbit fights.
Well, they do. They put like spikes on their
on
their feet.
Yeah, kind of like a cockfight.
Yeah.
Not the one that you're going to hear tonight, but the real cockfight.
Like kangaroo fights,
yeah,
with those hind legs.
With a swamp rabbit.
Yeah.
We got Stan and Haney barbecue saw, and if you want, I have a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens for Christmas Town. You got to contribute to the show, and we have to award you the prize, 277-9600. I want to thank our friend Lisa. A delivery came in today.
Are you going to ask me something first?
Hold on, and then I'll ask
you. All right, all right.
I just want to get this out of the way to thank her. And we're going to just love it for the way back today. Our friend Lisa sent a package to us today. It said, "Ahoy, guys. You mentioned the other day that you were lacking a cowbell in the studio, so I thought you needed to have one. Everybody needs more cowbell." And here it is, still in the package. This is like
God bless you, Lisa.
This is like a pro cowbell. This is like
I wonder if that's as good as the one Randy Bailey has.
This is one. It can actually go on a tripod if you wanted to mount it on the tripod. I'm taking it out of the package right now. This is majorly good.
Yeah.
This is like we can put it on the bongo tripod. Oh, more cowbell.
And now you got to get into where you can. Now you got to learn your instrument and learn how to mute it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
You'd be surprised how far you can go with that muting.
Way with a cowbell, Lisa. Thank you. That's awesome. That is not like a toy cowbell. That's the real deal in studio cowbell.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like what Gene from Blue Oyster Cult played for Bruce Dickinson.
Damn straight. Haney, what do you got for us?
Well, you surprised me. Wasn't ready for it. Try that cowbell out. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You got
yeah,
it. Yeah.
There's a swamp rabbit. Mean one.
Oh, yeah. That's a fighting rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, they'll fight you. 277-9600.
You ever killed and eaten a rabbit?
I've killed a rabbit, and we've eaten rabbit.
But I mean in the same fell swoop. Have you eaten a rabbit that you've killed?
Not that I've killed.
Did you clean it?
No.
Your dad never made you do that? I'm surprised.
No, it was Ernie Niver that would kill the rabbits.
He liked the roadkill.
Yes, he did.
Stew.
Yep. Yep, you like stew. Stan, don't you eat up. What's in it? Don't ask. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Thank you, Stan. Hi, Haney.
How are you?
What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I'm kind of heartbroken and angered at the same time.
That's
you guys and I think very much alike on so many subjects.
Yes, sir.
And I heard one this weekend that just breaks my heart.
What?
Rudolph has now been deemed unacceptable to a certain group.
Yeah, we covered it.
We talked about it last week.
It just broke my heart. I can't believe that they would say that was because of bullying. It's like,
you know,
it's like a strength thing, not a weakness thing.
You know, and that's the other thing. When we were growing up, you know, we knew that Rudolph was a Nazi. Rudolph and, you know, and all his German reindeer.
The fact of the matter is, it is a brutal, cold, hard world. Yes, there are good people in this world and so on and so forth, and there are things that we should do as a society. But the reality that kids have to deal with is not what they're being prepared for.
No, absolutely not. Not for the real world.
And, you know, I think Rudolph was a prime example. You can look at that and go, oh, they're not fair to Rudolph. No, they're not. But, you know,
In the end, he's a hero.
In the end, you know, Rudolph sucked it up and did what he had to do.
Did what he had to do, and everybody loved him for it.
Absolutely.
What can I get you, buddy?
Man, my wife's birthday was Saturday. I would love Busch Gardens tickets.
Yeah, all right. We'll set you up with that. Hold on. Make sure he hasn't won anything in the last 30 days. I don't think he has. Double check on that. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Not much. Just getting off work, driving home, and getting through the Thanksgiving cluster F, if you will, that always takes place around my house. And happy about it. I got a father who's from Italy, Calabria, Italy, and I have a mother who's a Cherokee Indian.
Oh, wow. So, that makes good for the holidays.
Temper's running high.
A lot of hotheads.
Temper's are running high. You know, hey, you guys are having Thanksgiving because we found you a place to live. Oh, wait, but my people were already here. You didn't find anything. So the mom shoves it back up in his when he tries to shove it down her.
Yeah.
So we're through it now.
That's what family is all about.
Well, you survive.
Yeah. What can I get you?
Hey, it'd be great if we could go for that Nissan rental.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-day rental at Naples Nissan. When you go down there, we're going to give you the certificate. Come by, pick it up. When you go down and rent your car, tell them Stan and Haney sent you, and make sure you say hi to Aaron Walker.
Will do, for sure. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Hold on.
Looking at the monitor now, and there goes the plane known as Air Force One arriving in Washington with George H.W. Bush's casket on board.
Yeah.
That's a nice move by Trump.
It is a nice move. He's been very low-key. Because, you know what? There are...
was not nice to Trump.
No. And there are people in government and in the news media that are just waiting to pounce on anything he's going to say.
And isn't it weird how these people, because some of us remember when H.W. Bush was president, they were not kind to him.
They were not.
And these same people now, they're like the same people with McCain. All of a sudden, they're sainted because they're not Trump.
Yep, because they're not Trump. Let me tell you something. George H.W. Bush, he had that crest of popularity, 90-something percent after the Gulf War. And then everybody turned on him. and the media was very hard on him. And now they're, yes, part of it is praising a dead president for the positive work they did. But most of the media is praising him overboard strictly to take a dig at Trump. And he's played it very well by being dignified, offering Air Force One up. And
saying as little as possible. You know what I think is one of the great political tricks of all time? And there were plenty of things that H.W. did that you cannot agree with. But one thing that I thought was just mind-boggling was how they could take George H.W. Bush, bona fide war hero.
Absolutely.
Stands 6'3", has medals all over his chest, and convince the American public he's a wimp.
Yep. He was anything but a wimp. He was a hero. In World War II, got shot down.
And rescued by an American sub.
Yep. Yeah. Hero. But yeah, the media would call him a wimp. He wasn't tough enough.
And again, he's standing about 6'3".
Yep. Yep.
And they're calling him a wimp as he's running against Mike Dukakis, who's about 5'4", I think.
Yeah, 5'4", and very weak-shouldered. Let's take one more call here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi.
Stan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sorry.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Susan from Marco Island.
Hi, Susan from Marco Island. From The Rock.
From The Rock, you got it. All right, Stan, I got a question. Dave, didn't you get him a job? Maybe an electrical company or something in the summer.
No, I got him an air conditioning job.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he still have that?
It's difficult to say. Because I've asked him about it. It's difficult to say. Now, I've spoken with Ron from Coastal Cooling.
Dave has not quit there, and he's not been fired.
No, but he's not working. But he's not working much. And I talked to a particular person. This wasn't Ron. Ron's significant. they were catching on to what Dave was all about. Now, I will say this: I can't wait for our audience to hear when we go on vacation, because I've already started on the best of shows.
Right.
I cannot believe this. We're going to go back to 2007, and Dave is on the air in 2007 bitching that there isn't a bank that would cash his paycheck. Now, he was making good money here at K-Rock then, and the bank that he usually cashed his check at went and denied him the cashing of his check because of something he did. And he did not have direct deposit because he didn't have a bank of his own and didn't want to drive down to Collier County where the check was drawn on to cash it. And so he was sitting with no money in his pocket. This is 11 years ago, and asking people for money because he can't cash his check. I can't wait.
But you know, he's doing a fantastic job now at night with
sure
Roger
is.
Marley, and he's taking it really seriously. So fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. So in other words, he's been a DJ with you guys.
He's been with us for like a decade and a half.
He's not related.
No.
Okay.
No.
I, I was always confused thinking he's a relative, yeah, and that's why he's hanging around.
No, I used to call him my nephew. He just stumbled into my life like 20 years ago.
And you'll hear during Best Of how Haney wants to punch him in the mouth. And how...
Did I say that?
Yeah, and how he's... Dave was, at the time that you're going to hear these Best Of shows, Dave was 33 then.
And successful. Oh.
And Haney was explaining to him how you can't even get a paycheck cash when I, at 33, was married with a child and holding down a full-time job. And right. Dave didn't want to hear any of that.
We're not surprised.
Well, it wasn't time for him yet. I think this is his time.
What can I get you, sweetheart?
How about Pewter Mug?
Yeah, done. Hold on. We're going to take a break.
He really he's making an effort at this night thing.
He made an effort when we made him associate producer of the Stan and Haney show, too, and making five figures.
And since then... Five figures.
Yeah. Yeah. That big money. For him, he's making three figures now.
Since then, you know, he's locked himself in the woods. And he's held a job somewhat.
Come on. Please.
We got he's truly excited about being on the air.
Until he's not.
And... He cares about his audience, such as it is.
Right.
And truly feels if someone's going to take the time to listen to him, that he owes them something.
You stick up for him way too much.
Well, what would you like me to say? Stan, what would you like me to say?
Just maybe knowing what...
I'm happy to do it. Just tell me what you'd like me to say.
Dave's trying right now. Right now.
I think that
the future is a question mark.
I think that's pretty close to what I said. But Dave is trying very hard.
The future is a question mark.
And he's very excited. He's gotten a lot of bad influences out of his life.
But the future is a question mark.
The future is a question mark for all of us, Dan.
Don't you know that? But I somehow think we could land on our feet.
Well, it's just because we don't have a choice not to.
We'll be back. You're going to hunt
Do
down...
Do you think we would land on our feet?
I think in some way, shape, or form. Let me put it to you this way. We would do anything we had to do to provide for our families.
Yeah, but they'd stop us. Because we've gotten jobs before, and then we get the phone call. You guys connected with Beasley Broadcasting?
Yeah.
I just heard from them, and they threatened us.
We'll be back.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 25 minutes or so from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. About an hour away from way back.
What did we say about this year? What did we say? What did Kreskin say? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Was this supposed to be a good year?
I think so.
All right.
I think so. I can always go back and listen to what he said.
I was just curious because, you know, clock's ticking.
Sure is. All right. Haney and I got to do Naples Nissan, tell you all about that. But I'm going to start the game right now by giving our audience five names of people you've probably never heard of. But they are associated with some of the best loved and best known TV Christmas animated features, whether they are the stop motion or the cartoons that we have watched our entire lives. You've heard their voices for most of your life. Your job is to pick one of the names and tell me the Christmas special they are associated with. And preferably the character they played. Five names. Pick one of the names you want to go and check out. And then we can give you, if you first one to do it, we'll give you a nice prize. I'll go over those once we start the game. But here are the five names. Pick one. Find out who it is. Once we get a right answer, it goes off the board. Five names of voice actors the Christmas special and who they played.
Christmas.
Here are your names. Peter Robbins. Thurl Ravenscroft. George S. Irving. Paul Soles. And Jackie Vernon. Hear the names one more time. Pick a name. Tell me what Christmas, TV Christmas special, and the character they played. Peter Robbins, Thurl Ravenscroft, George S. Irving, Paul Soles, Jackie Vernon. Go to work on that. Pick one of them, and we'll go over the prizes you can win if you're the first person to identify who they are, the character they played, and the Christmas special they were in. Aaron Walker wants to know, which one do you want? Which one do you want for this Christmas? A $2,000 Visa gift card? $8,000 for your trade-in? 0% financing for 72 months? Maybe you'd like no payments until 2020. Pick the one you want. Pick when you go into Naples, Nissan.
Wait a second.
What?
You said no payments until January 2020?
Yeah.
Because that's not
next
this
year.
No. Next month.
Pick the one
that's,
you want.
That's a year.
Yes. Aaron Walker is letting everybody know the year-end countdown is on, and they want to help end the year with a big bang. What do you want?
You know, the thing is, there's a reason that you and I aren't in the car business, because we don't know what we're doing.
Nope.
Aaron Walker, he knows all of the tricks. He knows how to make things work for you, and he's making it happen.
Head down to Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road, or visit NaplesNissan.com.
By the way, that trade,
yeah,
it doesn't even have to run.
Nope.
You can tow it there if you want.
All offers on select models with approved credit. They can't be combined. Choose what you want this year. It's Naples Nissan. There you go. Have we got an idea about our names?
There's one that I just couldn't miss.
Well, look them up. Find out Peter Robbins, Thurl Ravenscroft, George S. Irving, Paul Soles, Jackie Vernon. If you're the first person to correctly identify one of those names, and then we'll cross it off the list, the character they played in the Christmas TV special they played, you can have your choice of a Naples Nissan 3-day rental, $50 to the Pewter Mug North, a pair of tickets to go see Shinedown, maybe a pair of tickets to go to an Everblades game this Saturday as the Blades and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits play. Maybe you'd like Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, or a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Christmas Town. Got to be answered correctly. You got to have the one that I have on the list as well.
I wonder if those Greenville fans throw rabbits on the ice.
Maybe. You know, that would cause a mess. Peter Robbins, Thurl Ravenscroft, George S. Irving, Paul Soles, Jackie Vernon. You got a little music for us here, Haney?
No.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Adam from Cape Coral.
Adam from Cape Coral, which name would you like to try?
Peter Robbins is the voice of Charlie Brown in A Charlie Brown Christmas.
You are absolutely correct. It was voiced by Peter Robbins. Here's a little sample.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
There you go. What's your name? You there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what's your name?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What would you like?
May I do the pewter mug, please?
You certainly may. Hold on. That's how it's done. Peter Robbins was the voice. And Charlie Brown's voice was done by different people for different Charlie Brown specials.
They all sound the same to me.
But Peter Robbins was the voice of Charlie Brown in A Charlie Brown Christmas. That one off the board. Ahoy, who's this?
Tony.
Tony, which one would you like to try?
Jackie Vernon.
Jackie Vernon. Who, what voice did Jackie Vernon do in what Christmas special?
Frosty.
You are absolutely correct. He played Frosty in Frosty the Snowman. What would you like?
You still have the pewter mug?
Sure, we can do pewter mug for you.
Happy birthday!
All right, hold on. All right, there we go. Here's a little sample.
Hocus, we've got to find someone to help Karen get home before she freezes. And me to the North Pole before I melt. But who? No, not the Marines. No, not the President of the United States. Oh, they were both swell ideas, but we've got to find someone nearby. Yeah, Santa Claus. That's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that before? Hocus, you go back with the animals, and when Santa comes, you bring him right here. Understand? Hurry now!
Jackie Vernon was a stand-up comedian in the 60s. Very popular, and was the voice of Frosty. Off the board, we still have Thurl Ravenscroft, George S. Irving, and Paul Soles.
You know Thurl's my favorite.
I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike
from Naples.
Mike from Naples. Which one would you like to try?
Thurl Ravenscroft.
What about him?
He sang for How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
You betcha he did.
You're a mean one.
What would you like?
Right. You still got the Busch Garden tickets?
We do.
All right.
You're going. Hold on. Here you go.
Actually.
Oh, wrong one. Hold on. Right, I get the right one. Here we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. You're a bad banana. You're a mean one.
It's this
Mr.
thing
Grinch.
Is just
because it's professional quality.
Professional grade.
You are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
It's designed so you don't have problems like that.
Mr. Green.
See, that won't ever happen on that player.
Okay. Yeah, you get the idea.
Thurl Ravenscroft, also, you'll know his voice from the Disney Haunted Mansion.
Absolutely.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
The guy was brilliant. All right, we have two more left, and they're very famous. George S. Irving and Paul Soles. George S. Irving and Paul Soles. Two voices from very memorable Christmas TV specials. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Miles.
Miles, which one would you like to try?
I'd love to try Paul Soles, please.
Who's Paul Soles? What did he do?
I believe he wanted to be a dentist.
Yep.
Rudolph
Hermie. He was Hermie. You're right. What would you like?
Do you still have some Busch Gardens?
I'm all out of Busch Gardens for today. I've got Naples Nissan. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Shine Down. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Babacu Saw.
Let's do some Shine Down, sir.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. Here you go. Here's a little sample.
You don't like to make toys! What?
No.
Hermie doesn't like to make toys! Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, we need one up here. I've been studying. It's fascinating. You've no idea. Molars and bicuspids and incisors.
Now, listen, you. You're an elf. And elves make toys. Now get to work.
He played Hermie.
And I know Hermie's boss there. is an elf close to your heart. He's just stating the obvious.
Yep.
Elves make toys.
Yep, that's what they do. Now do it. The one that's been left off, and I'm going to say this one. Everybody had their shot, and amazingly, George S. Irving got left behind. He was a famous character actor on television, had a long run as a Broadway actor, and was known for his Christmas voice of one of my favorite all-time characters.
Hocus.
I got it.
All right, I got you.
I appreciate that. There you go. He's Heat Miser.
Yeah!
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Too much!
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what.
That was played by George S. Irving. And there you go. Those are the famous voices that we grew up with. Had no idea who they were. Except you and I knew Thurl pretty good. Because he did a lot of work with Disney. We're going to take a break.
And very distinctive voice.
Very distinctive.
I want to be a dentist.
Yeah, and Hermie.
Damn it, Hermie!
That's my guy right there.
Yep.
When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Wayback Machine, it's a good one. We're Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney's going to have some headlines for you. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails 30 minutes away. We are going to go into the Wayback Machine. We're going to kind of go middle of the pack, just out of the top 10, 15 through 11 on what was on the pop charts this very week.
It's a good one.
In a particular year. That's about 30 minutes away.
Did you, we were just talking about it, the fact that Trump sent Air Force One for Bush's casket. Have you heard about the rest of the royal treatment?
That Bush is getting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he's going to lie in state in the Capitol. He's going to have a funeral in Washington, D.C., and then his body is going to be flown back to Texas, where there'll be another funeral and burial at his presidential library.
When he lands in Texas, and by the way, they've got him where he's going to be lying in state. It's my understanding that's the actual platform that Lincoln was on.
They, for the presidents, Kennedy used the same one. And several other presidents, Nixon, that they have the original one that Lincoln was on.
But once Washington is done, and prior to the Texas service, the plane will land in Texas, and the casket will be transferred onto a private rail car that was built specifically for him. It was built in 2005. Union Pacific runs it, and it's got his name in big letters.
Yeah.
And they're going to have that train. I guess it's capable of like 70 miles an hour. It will be going substantially slower through Texas, so if people want to see the train, they can. But in looking at that, I got to thinking, you know, that used to be the pinnacle of luxury. Yeah. Private rail car.
Yeah.
They still exist.
I know.
And you can get them hooked onto an Amtrak.
You sure can. I'm reading a book right now about Gene Tunney, who was heavyweight champion of the world. His son later went into politics. And when they would travel to the big fights, Jack Dempsey and them, they had their own private car that they would hitch up. And all big dignitaries, you know, your Vanderbilts and all of them, when they wanted to go to someplace special, they would just have their car hitched to a Union Pacific Railroad train and travel in complete luxury.
And some of these that I was looking at, it would be such a cool way,
an awesome way
to travel. Because you think about it, you know, you can do just about anything to the railroad car's interior. But what a lot of people have done is they call it a bubble, where you're basically encased in glass. Up and to the sides, it's all glass. So when you're traveling, you see everything.
Yeah, I've always wanted to travel by rail.
And some of them actually have also under glass an elevated platform where you go up a couple of stairs and then you're actually above the train and can see everything.
That's awesome. If you want to see a really cool one, at the Ringling Museum up Sarasota way, they have one of the Ringling Pullman cars that he used to hitch on to the trains going to the circuses. But his deluxe, it's so awesome.
It's fascinating to think that you could set up, you know, and again, you got to have unlimited funds because it ain't cheap.
No.
I saw one where they said, and you can start your adventure for as little as $7,500 a day.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Very reasonable.
But imagine going from here to California.
Yeah.
And no sweat.
Yeah.
You got everything you need in your rail car.
Yeah. Kitchen, that would be bed, you got the servants and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have your private chef.
Yeah.
But, man, that would be a dream, wouldn't it?
Because you can take the train. You got the Amtrak that's in Tampa. Go and take it north. Go up all up into the northeast.
Well, I know there's one that's based in Miami. It's home.
Yeah.
But it says you can go anywhere. If you got the money, you can go anywhere you want.
The money. They got the track.
Yeah, well, that's basically what they said is, you know, here's a list of destinations, but even better, here's the Amtrak map.
Yeah.
You can go where you
want.
Go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I've often thought of, you know, for a vacation, I used to go up north a lot. And, well, what instead of flying, take an Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
Not cheap.
Yeah.
You want a sleeper car where you have the seats and then they fold down into your little bed and you have a little bathroom in there and sink. And you know, it's not even a full car. It's just a cabin. It's more expensive than if you wanted to fly up there.
I think they still do it, though, right out of Sanford, the auto train.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, I know about that. The guy that owned the radio station there that I worked for would have get all his cars, load them up on the auto train, send them back up to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the idea was, and it was weird because it was from Sanford to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of traffic going
there?
There's
a hub. That's a hub there. And you're a short jump from Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York. It's a hub right there.
You drive to Sanford, and then they put your car on the train.
Yeah.
And you go around into the passengers area, and then when you get there, your car is ready to go.
Yep, luxury.
And like you said, it ain't cheap.
Nope.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start. North Fort Myers got a crash. Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. Let's see. Fort Myers Hit and Run, Ortiz Avenue, right by Leal's Tire and Wheels. Fort Myers Crash.
Well, that's one way to get a plug.
Yup. 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. And this one in Bonita. Crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Bonita Grand Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's got them right there. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
What could be more romantic than proposing in Times Square?
Aww. Ugh. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, that's what one man thought until he dropped the ring down a grate.
Did you? I don't know if you saw the footage of that. They had to get everybody in to find the thing. And the people that dropped it down the grate, they don't know who they are.
Yeah, NYPD had to do it, I think. Drunk driver driving around with his head out the window like a dog, or if you prefer, Ace Ventura. Luke Skywalker violated probation after stealing 46 road signs.
He sure did.
And finally, a woman is so upset that she can't get free beer, she decides the best course of action would be to torch the convenience store with an improvised flamethrower.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. You know who likes laughter? Our friends at Coastal Cooling, who now bring us the 4 o'clock fluffer. loud as can be, that Ken was right. So welcome aboard, Coastal Cooling and the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Ron? Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
But baby, it's cold outside. It's Hanukkah.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
little-known Hanukkah facts.
Top little-known Hanukkah facts.
The whole thing was invented by Hallmark to sell Hanukkah cards.
I don't know about that.
Americans continue to be befuddled by a December holiday tradition that focuses on preserving sacred traditions rather than punching fellow Walmart shoppers to get their daughter a new iPhone. Jewish families celebrate the holiday by lighting candles, spinning dreidels, and chastising their daughters for not meeting a nice doctor and finally settling down.
Oh, my God!
If you are African American and Jewish, you're one of the few allowed to celebrate Hanukkah-wanza.
Oh, my God.
Hanukkah-wanza.
Millions of fried jelly donuts are consumed each year, which is one of the only things Hanukkah has in common with the Kentucky State Fair. In the more woke Jewish households, your libs, the menorah is now known as the personora.
Look at this, y'all.
Ha ha ha. It lasts 8 days and nights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like your last meth bender.
Yep. Yeah.
It's often confused with the holiday that celebrates 80s singers called Shaka Hanukkah. And finally, the very top, little-known Hanukkah fact.
Yes.
A menorah is lit each night of the holiday.
That's true, yeah.
As is Seth Rogen. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock mama.
Elvis has left the building.
Freddy, email time.
Are you hot, mama?
Ahoy.
You sure look that way to me.
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Think about lyrics that come out sounding so cool, but when you say them for real, are you hot, mama?
Yep.
You sure look that way to me.
How about that AC/DC song that I always used to have to say?
Let me put my love into you?
Yeah, let me put my love into you. Yeah, doesn't sound that hot.
No, it doesn't come across right.
It sure doesn't. This is from Robert, who writes, Stan, you are such a dick.
Oh, come
on. If I was Dave the Waterman, I would have kicked your teeth in and, well.
That wasn't pleasant.
Jeez.
That seemed a little harsh.
Yeah, and here's somebody that doesn't give Haney the credit that he deserves.
Well, what else is
there? You know, on Friday's show, when you guys were talking about Dave the Waterman's desire to have a surrogate baby, you really got to hand it to D-Train, who started playing Paul Anka's Having My Baby. That was brilliant. Radio gold. That was signed AB, not the AB that you speak of from time to time. Yeah. You have to have that radio instinct. And D-Train showed it. This is from, who's this from? Rick. Lives in Matt Lachey. Ahoy, gentlemen. Rick here. I am writing this email instead of calling because I have anxiety and clamming up does not make for great radio. Thank you.
At least he's self-aware.
My wife, son, who's 8 years old, and I did a 5-mile charity bike ride in Naples this past weekend. My son has not been riding long and started getting tired about halfway through the course. So my wife had him sing songs to take his mind off of being tired. His first song was that shark song you play.
Oh, yeah.
We listen to your show wherever we get a chance. Then he started belting out, I'm a genius, you're a slob, I will beat you. And then my heart stopped for a second, knowing what was coming out next. But he finished. A little smarter than Amy there.
Nice job.
That's my lucky job. That was a close one. Thank you for the years of fun. P.S. Have Junior keep an eye on the mail. I have a couple of gifts coming your way next week. Signed, Anxiety Rick. Keep your
That's
eye.
Very nice of you.
Yeah,
baby shark. Baby shark.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, although I didn't agree with all of H.W. Bush's policies, I did respect him. R.I.P. 41. So today I want to comment on some real stupid people and things. First stupid thing. In Colorado, when you get your driver's license, you can now choose your sex, whether male, female, or X. Just plain stupid. Then there's the young lady that was kicked out of her apartment because she owned a gun. her roommates complained to the landlord that they didn't feel comfortable with her having a weapon. I bet if someone broke into the place and she was able to defend them, it would be a different story. Okay, on to stupid people. Now, I do believe that Kirby Smart, the coach at Georgia, made one of the stupidest coaching decisions in college football. You're ahead in the game, it's 4th and 11, and you decide to go for a fake punt and get stopped?
You're tired.
Turning the ball over to Alabama, who then scored the go-ahead TD, which wins the game? He cost them the game and a spot in the championship, which I think might have been, you know. You have to.
They know each other.
Yep, they sure do.
Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are aware of one another.
A complete moron. Speaking of morons, what the hell makes Dave the Waterman think that in any way, shape, or form that he could be a parent? Come on, Dave, you have no idea what it takes to raise a child. I think that if Dave accomplished that task, it would be a complete disaster. Dave, get a plan first. See if you can keep it. Oh, get a plant first. See if you can keep it alive.
Oh, I know you can keep plants alive.
Well, certain ones, they grow like weeds.
Guardian, what you must understand, the reason Dave wants a baby is because he's 44 and he wants to be in charge of someone else. And there's nobody else that he can be in charge of.
Better than that, Dave, I will pay personally to get you a vasectomy. You have no business having a child. I think this has
to be... Now, they say that to Dave, but what if it was a woman saying this stuff?
Yeah, no kidding.
It would be, aww.
Yeah. I think this has to be the stupidest thing Dave has ever thought of doing. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Way back machine time when we come back. It's a good one. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Just like my grandpa used to say... Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Wayback Machine here in just a second. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Sorry, I got a cold. Okay. That'll all be coming up. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we'll see where we're going this afternoon in the Wayback Machine. It's a good one.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in North Fort Myers where we have a hit and run. Park 78 Drive at the Love's Truck Stop. Fort Myers, crash. 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue right by the KFC. Lehigh Acres, crash, Gunnery Road North and 12th Street West. And one more for you. It's in Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail at the Village Shops Way. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday at this time. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're taking a look at songs that were just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live
it up.
Pete Wingfield, 18, with a bullet. Ah, yeah.
I'm 18, with a bullet. Got my finger on the trigger, I'm gonna put it.
Oh, this is inappropriate.
I'm pick to click now. Son of a gun.
I'll last forever, and I'll be good to you. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yes, I will.
Yeah. I'm 18 with a bullet. Got my finger on the trigger.
There it is.
I'm gonna pull it. I'm a super soul sure shot, yeah. I'm a national breakout. So let me check your playlist, mama. Come on, let's make out.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
On the top, until I'm in your heart, I ain't never gonna stop. Never, never, baby.
There you go, that's Pete Wingfield, 18, with a bullet, number 15. Oh, look what came in at number 14. On the way down from the summer of 75.
One of the greatest and best songs of all time. And strawberry wine, good friend of mine, follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine, a good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
Put your dress on. Go to the rock show.
It's not vinyl. You gotta wait for it.
Yeah.
Hey, Stan, let that man hold his hand. Stan and Haney difference. I'll be there.
We'll be there. Oh yeah.
Ah, oh, it's wonderful to see everyone. Hello, Stan.
The lights go down. Back in town again. Behind the stacks, he glimpsed an eye. Tension mounts, you score an ounce away. The temperatures rise when you see the whites of their eyes.
Be there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there. Oh, yeah.
You're a little flat, Linda, but it's all right. Oh, I love it. My favorite part.
My green metal suit, I'm preparing to shoot up the city.
That's inappropriate.
And the ring at the end of my nose makes me look rather pretty.
It's a pity there's nobody here to witness the end. Save for my dear old friend and confidant, Mademoiselle Kitty.
Kitty!
Kitty!
Kitty.
On.
We're going to rock show.
Don't forget them high-heeled shoes either.
What?
I like the way that line runs up the back of the stocking. Wonder what the teacher's going to look like this year.
Remember last week when I promised I was going to buy those things at rock show and I bought them? Come on now. I'll get your dress on.
Paul McCartney and Wings, on, Venus and Mars, and Rock Show, number 14. Coming in at number 13, a song written by Beach Boy Bruce Johnston for Barry Manilow.
You know, Stan, I've been alive forever.
You sure have. I think you wrote the very first song, didn't you?
I did. I write all the songs.
And I write the songs.
Da, 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 da.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I write the songs
write
of love.
The songs of love
and special things.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry. Chance. And I wrote some rock and roll, so
Music fills your heart. Well, that's a real fine place
it's
to
not.
Start.
What is it?
It's from me.
It's a cornet.
It's for you. It's from you. It's from me.
I got Amy saying French.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the songs, I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things.
That's Barry Manilow. Now, I give everybody fair warning at number 12. There's a murder that happens in this song. It was captured outside the studio doors while the Ohio Players were singing Love Roller Coaster. We'll point it out for you. You're actually going to hear the woman scream as she's being stabbed.
Which is all BS, by the way.
Believed it's in 75.
Yep.
Why am I going to stop it now?
That Rod Stewart stomach.
Yep. I've got the cornet by multiple people. Not French horse cornet.
Well, got to keep you on your toes.
But outside, there's a drum.
Fox on the Run.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
Class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor. Essay or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney in the news coming up. And less than an hour away. Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. We'll be checking in with him, see what's coming up tonight. Give a little preview of the show at 6. I'll have the cockfight, I'm sure. Don't want to miss that.
Cockfight?
Yeah. Huh. Xfinity knows 'tis the season, and that means your whole family celebrating under one roof and on one Wi-Fi network.
That's the fact.
Don't worry about it, though. I got you covered. The best Wi-Fi around from any room in your house can be up in the attic, out in the garage.
No big whoop. And plus, if somebody's on there, you got a million people on your Wi-Fi network,
yeah.
And you want to kick one of them,
yeah.
You can.
Yep, knock them right off.
Yep.
Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and include it with your internet.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to your Wi-Fi. Everyone else's is working fine.
It's a new kind of wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE anywhere else, so you can use less data, save you money. It's that simple, easy, and awesome.
Simple, easy, Awesome.
Yep. Celebrate the holidays with this special offer. Get Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, visit an Xfinity store.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. North Fort Myers. Oh, we're still working that one. Let me see what time it is. You know what? I'm just going to update you on one thing. It's Bonita Springs. Crash. South Tamiami Trail and Coconut Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Rural News Tonight with Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walter, special reports. Tonight, a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, December 3rd.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, there was a time when you went to tune in to Late Show with David Letterman or the Tonight Show.
Yep.
Started at 11:30.
Yes.
Not anymore. They all start at 11:35.
You ever wonder why?
Well, it goes back to the 90s when networks wanted 5 extra minutes so the news would have 5 extra minutes to cover the Gulf War.
Yep.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, the 41 war.
I think a lot of people know this, but maybe some don't. Amy Schumer, the comedian, is indeed cousins with Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're blood relations. Edwin Binney is the man who created Crayola crayons.
Wait, Crayola's been coming up in these little things a lot lately.
Well, you know, there may have been a stock purchase, Dan.
Yeah. You know, what's the smell of a crayon?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got
Aren't crayons great?
Yeah.
Buy crayons. Edward Binney, the man who created Crayola crayons, had a horrible, horrible secret.
What?
Didn't want anybody to know, given what he did for a living. Colorblind.
Ah! Do you know that, I don't know if they still do it, but I remember as a kid, and I always wondered what it was, his name, along with Crayola, was on the wrapper of the crayon. And I said, well, what's this Benny thing? I don't know what it is. It's Crayola.
That's the man.
Yep.
Which do you prefer, Stan, frosting or icing?
I prefer frosting, a buttercream frosting. That's the most flavorful.
Is there a difference between frosting and icing?
Icing is, I think, the glaze. Frosting is the paste. Pardon. Again, I'm sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
Frosting is fluffy and made with a base of cream or butter. Icing is a thin glaze.
See?
Made with a base of sugar or egg whites.
Yep.
White.
Like on a donut, you have icing on the donut. On a triple layer cake, the buttercream frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course, you got powdered sugar. That would be a dusting.
A duster.
Yeah.
Sure. What color are pistachios?
Green. When you open them up, they're green. Peel away the skin, they're green. Pistachios are green.
You ever seen a red one?
Yep. When I was a kid, they used to have them, and you'd open up the pistachios, and your fingers would get all red from the dye.
Well, red pistachios have basically disappeared in the United States.
Yeah, I came to think of it. When was the last time you saw a red pistachio?
They were imported from the Middle East. And the reason they're red, the red dye covered imperfections because the nuts were of low quality.
I didn't know that.
Today, most of the pistachios we eat are grown in America. They're high quality and don't need dye to cover anything up.
I can remember those as a kid, and you'd get them at the store, red painted pistachios, and they got everywhere. All that red got everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I like a good pistachio ice cream once in a while, but I know you don't like nuts in your ice cream.
I don't mind nuts in my ice cream.
What is it you can't stand? All fruit, that's right.
I don't like it, like a cherry ice cream that has sliced cherries in it. Strawberry, I don't mind. But I'm not a big fan of the chunks of fruit in an ice cream. I'll take a nut in ice cream anytime.
Like a praline?
Sure. Yeah?
Big old Georgia pecans?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, people put a lot of thought these days into proposals. We've covered many of them.
So ridiculous.
But if you put that much thought into it, it must mean that you believe that the proposal is important and could be an indicator of how the marriage will go.
Yeah.
Not sure that this was thought through all that well. A couple was walking through Times Square on Friday when the man got down on one knee to propose. But there was a fumble on the play, and the ring went down a sewer grate in Times Square.
Why would you get down on your knee on top of a sewer grate? Stoop.
They,
look at the picture. Plenty of sidewalk. Plenty of sidewalk.
All over the place.
There.
A lot of real estate.
Yeah.
Well, they panicked and begged the police for help finding the ring. Bystanders were looking. Police are looking. They couldn't find it, and the couple left. The next day, the police returned and managed to find the ring. It wasn't easy. It was way deep down there in the mud.
Deep.
But guess what? They never got the name of the couple.
Yeah, because they gave up the ghost. They said, well, there's no way in the world we're going to find
this. Had no idea how to contact them. They found the ring against all odds, and now they got nobody to give it to. So, in this day and age, what do? They went to social media, tweeted a video of the botched proposal, and it worked. People helped them identify the couple. They got the ring back to them, and they were even nice enough to clean the crap off it.
Oh, so they did find them.
Yeah.
After they posted a picture of the ring. I swear to God, it's a CZ.
But what does it look like?
Yeah, I didn't go see Jason and Todd, I'll tell you that.
At the Diamond District. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, it's not always the parents' fault. Sometimes you just get a bum kid.
Yeah, that happens. There's nothing you can do. The parents tried to raise them, right? Dave?
But sometimes, well, a 21-year-old guy in Johnson City, Tennessee,
da, 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 da.
was arrested last Thursday for violating his probation. Congratulations, son. You're 21 and you're on probation and you're violating it. The man's name? Luke Walker. And his parents did him a huge favor because his middle name is Sky. So his full legal name, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, little fella too. He's only about a 5'6".
Now, it's not even clear what he did to violate his probation, but we do know why he was on probation in the first place.
Sure do.
He was arrested last year after he and his a-hole buddies were caught stealing road signs. Now you figure, oh, what are they, a couple of pranksters?
Yeah, and maybe you want to put a road sign up in the room.
Yeah, who among us hasn't thought that? Well, that wasn't what was going on here. They found Luke Skywalker had stolen 46 different road signs. Mm. Now, back then, the police were very kind to him. Although they knew, they opted not to release his middle name so that his life wouldn't be ruined. Their patience has run out.
Yeah.
He's being held without bond, still in jail. And evidently word reached Hollywood actor Mark Hamill.
Oh, well, did he have a comment?
He wrote, "The real crime here is Mr. and Mrs. Walker saddling that poor guy with that name in the first place."
Yep.
He also included the hashtag, "also too short for a stormtrooper," since Luke only stands 5'6".
Yeah, 5'6". Wait a second. That was good news?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're just getting rolling. Here's a 26-year-old gent in Lincoln, Nebraska, who was out of drinking and a driving on Saturday, wound up swerving off the road and docking with a tree. When police arrived, they asked the obvious question: "What happened? Why'd you crash your car, sir?"
"What's the deal?"
"Well, he crashed because it was raining."
"Okay."
"And his wipers weren't working."
"Ah."
"So he figured his best course of action was to stick his head out of the window, quote, like Ace Ventura." That's how we teach the children.
Yep.
Now, no doubt, trying to drive with your head out the window could cause a crash, and that may well be the reason for his crash, but police couldn't help but notice that his blood alcohol level was 0.137, so he also got a courtesy DUI.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there's a little something we've learned about women over the years.
They're crazy and capable of anything.
They'll fool you.
Oh.
Look all sweet and petite.
Yeah.
But unless you're behind the scenes, behind closed doors, and you see when that it gets flipped, it's like a switch.
The facade comes down, and you see what comes out from underneath.
A woman went into a deli in Philadelphia and said she wanted to buy beer. However, she had a problem. She wanted to buy beer,
yeah,
but she didn't have any money.
Huh.
You see the dilemma.
Yeah, I see the dilemma.
Well, the owner of the deli explained, beer's not free. Which apparently was enough to flip that switch we talked about earlier.
Yeah, there she is. What the?
When the owner declined to offer her free beer, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She grabbed a can of hairspray and a lighter and fashioned herself an improvised flamethrower.
Oh, take a look at her. You know she carries hairspray.
Hey. She used her improvised flamethrower to torch a bunch of items in the store as the owner ran off like a little bitch.
Yep.
Fortunately, the fire was not long-lived and didn't spread. Police are still trying to track down the woman.
Let me tell you, the neighborhood knows who she is, but they don't like talking to the cops.
I think her name is Shanaynay.
Yeah. Hey, Nene.
And that's the news for today, Monday, December 3rd.
Double M, XB, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. When we come back, we'll get a little preview of what's coming up at 6 on the Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman Show. Oh, we'll be back.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Oh, no. We're saving that for 6 o'clock. Where they call the whole show a joke. Never mind.
Come on, man. Really?
I'll talk to you in a second.
Okay.
I have to go and do traffic. One more look at traffic. And then we'll find out what's coming up on Roger and Dave show. What is it?
Marley and the Waterman, bro. It's not Roger and me or
what is
me
it?
And...
What is it?
Marley and the Waterman at 6 p.m.
So original.
Shut up,
now,
man.
Shut up.
Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. Ooh. All right. Fort Myers got a crash. Metro Parkway, 13,000 block of Metro Parkway, near Electronics Lane. Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Olive Garden. And one more for you. Fort Myers, crash, Ortiz Avenue, and Billy's Creek Drive. And you are up to date. Yep, 6 o'clock. It's going to be Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. And what do we got coming up tonight? I'm sure we got a lot of stuff coming up. What do we got?
Well, I'm going to...
We got the cockfight.
Well, of course, Stan. That's a staple of the show.
Then you don't need to mention it. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know.
But interesting.
Well,
you going to talk about how you wiped out on your skateboard again?
Yeah, I hit a launch ramp going a little too fast.
Let me explain something.
Stan, I'm a daredevil.
Before we came on, because I've been battling this cold for a week. I know Junior's got it, Haney's got it coming on, and everybody here's got it. So Dave was saying how he has this cold, and he's been laid up all weekend long. Yet I hear that he got into another skateboard accident.
Yeah, man.
Were you laid up all week because you're so sick, or were you skateboarding?
Okay, look, man. You know, I had a big gig after Friday's show, okay? I went out next door to my neighbors. They had a big bonfire.
Which the cops should have been called because that's illegal.
No, what, man?
It's illegal.
No. Is it right now?
Having any kind of fire in a suburban residential area in the driveway is illegal.
I have them in my driveway all the time, and they drive by and just check on me.
So help me, I'd arrest you.
Oh, come on.
No, okay,
so anyway, I went over there.
He's not sick. He's having a bonfire and skateboarding.
Well, I felt pretty bad. I woke up Saturday. I said, I'm trying to power through this. And I said, you know, maybe if I go sweat a little bit. So I went and skated. Well, my neighbor comes around the corner in his car again.
Oh, God, this is just killing my
head. No, I had a launch.
I'm so congested and listening to this, and it's a bunch of lying crap.
No, it's not, Stan. No,
you know
it's
what?
Not.
And
I couldn't take video this time.
And Roger Marley is patient zero for this mung.
No, come on, man. You know, you don't
give me a break. Did you land on your tailbone again and show everybody your ass?
No, I flew forward and banged my head against the dirt. And then twisted my wrist, Stan. It was pretty bad. I only had three attempts, man. Two, you know, by foot. Three. Jeez. The third attempt was by car. That's the one that, you know,
this
got me.
Really?
Well, Stan, I'm sorry. I'm a daredevil. But coming up on the show, there's a few
things.
Yeah,
what's coming up on the show tonight? That's what I originally asked.
Well.
But you've been laid up all weekend, so probably didn't have time to prepare.
Come on, man. So, there's a few things I got to set straight, okay? And that's coming up tonight on the show.
What are you setting straight?
A
few things I'm going to set straight.
There's a few things and rumors and stuff going around.
To listen.
Because if they want to know about my life or learn anything about
me,
you never know, Stan. You never know. So I'm going to set a few things on the right. Okay?
I'll tell you what we're going to have tomorrow on the show.
What?
We're going to do your credit check. See
no,
what your
not.
Credit score is,
no.
And we're going to find out how that credit card is doing that we opened up for you.
You didn't open it up, man. How'd you open
you
it
up?
I did
up,
all the work.
Yep, and how far in debt you are with that.
Man, come on, bro. You know I'm good, man. I've been doing good. I'm really trying, Stan. I'm trying
every day.
How much
money you got on you right now?
$3.
$3?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Junior?
Dave, can I borrow some cash?
Yeah. What do you need, $1?
$3.
No, sorry, bro. I can't do it. I gotta go across the toll, bro.
$1?
I can probably loan you $1.
And then I need $1 too.
Well, that ain't gonna happen, Stan. So either I'm giving you $1, or you know, you guys are gonna have to like talk that one out. All right. What do we got, man? Why is this happening? Not me. Not today, man. It's a Monday. What? Read it. Let it out.
No.
Why not?
Hold on. It's this one.
Come on.
No. Sprained his wrist. With his new girlfriend.
Ah, very funny.
Do you realize everything Waterman does is just to get attention?
No,
just
it's not.
Just like a five-year-old?
No, I do things because I'm a radical human
What's
being,
What's coming
Stan?
Up on the show tonight?
I
Last
told
time
you.
I'm going to ask you.
I told you, man. Stay tuned. And after six...
Stay tuned.
I'm going to let people know what's going on in my life, man. It's been pretty hectic here over the weekend.
Maybe on the weekends when we're just playing music, I'll say, what's coming up? Stay tuned. It's music.
I told you,
What's
man.
Coming up on the show?
Well, Stan, we've got the cockfight coming up tonight at 7. We've got, you know, I'm going to set the record straight on my end. And,
about what? That's all I'm asking. Specific question. I can't
you know what,
never,
man?
I never get a specific answer
you
from
know
you.
What
it's all a dance with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm tired of people talking about my face, man. All right.
Now we're back to that. It's attention seeking.
No, I've had it, man. I've had it. Everywhere I go.
There's nothing wrong with your face. Okay.
When you
had
my
surgery
nose.
About
okay.
10
Cancer.
Years ago and you had it on your nose.
Yeah.
It's not
and
that
look
distracting.
At it. Are you kidding me? Look at it, man. Look.
Oh, Captain Lazaro, who works for Wells Fargo, already told me that he's going to do a credit run on you.
Dude, Captain, no way,
so
bro.
We could just bypass you.
Sir, no. You don't know my social. Well,
yes,
you can get
it.
Yes,
he does. It's easy to get your social security number.
Oh, come on, man. How's that even? All right.
So what's coming up on the show tonight?
My face in the cockfight.
That's what the show consists of?
Well, there's other things that are going to happen. So are you really? Okay, do it again.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you make me feel only 20 pounds overweight. Oh, look at his beard. He's got quite a beard. He looks like an out-of-shape Civil War general.
My dearest Peggy, it has been a fortnight since I've had a salad.
I love my beard. You grow a beard and strangers are fascinated. I have strangers come up to me, hey, why'd you grow your beard out? I joined Al-Qaeda. Don't even joke around about that.
But you can ask about facial hair, right? You can't be like, hey, how long you had the man boobs? Are they natural?
Now you're looking at my man boobs. To me, they're beautiful. When do I get a Dove commercial? I'm talking about the Dove ice cream bar, which barely cleans your body and is less racist.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ah, the holidays are here. You a single parent this year, celebrating the holidays? Well,
Christmas can be tough for unwed mothers, deadbeat dads, and children that have never met their fathers. Having a single parent holiday? Now there's a Christmas album just for you, presenting An Illegitimate Christmas.
He's a deadbeat dad. He's a deadbeat dad. He's a deadbeat dad. The courts garnished his wages and now he's mad.
I need Plan B. I need Plan B for motherhood. I'm not ready.
This album will speak to you, sister. It's An Illegitimate Christmas.
Last Christmas got drunk, had unsafe sex. Now some girl wants me to take a paternity test.
All these songs, plus Winter I Wonder Where Dad Is Land, and All I Want for Christmas is Child Support.
My mom got knocked up, she had too much beer. Met a dude at a bar down the street. 9 months later, I was born a bastard. I've never met the man that she calls Pete.
And a special tribute to Westeros' most famous bastard.
He's Jon Snow, he's Jon Snow, he's Jon Snow.
Hey, dads, gather all your kids and their assorted mothers and enjoy An Illegitimate Christmas. Available only on Planned Parenthood Records and wherever condoms are sold.
Wherever condoms are sold. Okay.
Laughter. You know who likes laughter? Our friends at Coastal Cooling, who now bring us the 4 o'clock fluffer. loud as can be. That kid was right. So welcome aboard, Coastal Cooling, and the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Ron? Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
But baby, it's cold outside. It's Hanukkah.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
little known Hanukkah facts.
Top little known Hanukkah facts.
The whole thing was invented by Hallmark to sell Hanukkah cards.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Americans continue to be befuddled by a December holiday tradition that focuses on preserving sacred traditions rather than punching fellow Walmart shoppers to get their daughter a new iPhone. Jewish families celebrate the holiday by lighting candles, spinning dreidels.
Yeah.
And chastising their daughters for not meeting a nice doctor and finally settling down.
Oh, my God!
If you are African American and Jewish, you're one of the few allowed to celebrate Hanukkah-wanza.
Oh, my God.
Hanukkah-wanza.
Millions of fried jelly donuts are consumed each year, which is one of the only things Hanukkah has in common with the Kentucky State Fair. In the more woke Jewish households, your libs, the menorah is now known as the personora.
Look at this, y'all.
Ha ha ha. It lasts 8 days and nights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like your last meth bender.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's often confused with the holiday that celebrates 80s singers called Shaka Hanukkah. And finally, the very top, little-known Hanukkah fact.
Yes.
A menorah is lit each night of the holiday.
That's true, yeah.
As is Seth Rogen. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock mama.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it,
Freddy.
Baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.